Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of developments shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Today, we're looking at three stories centered on infectious disease prevention and the infrastructure needed to support the next generation of biologics. From a milestone for mRNA technology to expanded RSV protection and a major manufacturing investment in China, these developments highlight how companies are building for both today's needs and tomorrow's opportunities. First up, Moderna has reached a major milestone with FDA approval of Emflusiva, the first mRNA-based seasonal influenza vaccine approved in the United States. While the approval adds another product to Moderna's respiratory portfolio, it also represents something bigger for the industry. It demonstrates that the manufacturing platform developed for COVID-19 vaccines can now support additional commercial products. Because mRNA vaccines rely on a common manufacturing framework rather than growing viruses in eggs, the technology offers the potential for faster strain updates and greater production flexibility as respiratory viruses continue to evolve. Next, Merck is looking beyond an infant's first RSV season. The FDA has accepted the company's supplemental biologics license application for Enflonsia, seeking to expand use of the monoclonal antibody to help protect certain high-risk children entering their second RSV season. The application is supported by data from the Phase 3 SMART trial, which demonstrated continued protection in this vulnerable population. If approved, the expanded indication could offer another preventive option for children who remain at elevated risk for severe RSV disease. Finally, AstraZeneca and CSPC Pharmaceutical Group are expanding their manufacturing collaboration in China. The companies announced a joint venture to establish a biologics manufacturing facility designed to support future production capacity in one of the world's fastest-growing biopharmaceutical markets. The investment reflects continued industry interest in regional manufacturing capabilities as companies seek to strengthen supply chains and position themselves closer to key markets. Those are today's top stories. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.